And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Three U.S. citizens detained by North Korea are back home in the U.S. They landed overnight at Andrews Air Force Base, where President Trump, the First Lady, Vice President Mike Pence, and his wife Karen Pence were on hand to greet them. Of the three now former prisoners, one had been held since October of 2015. In an incident fit for Willy Wonka, a Polish highway was shut down yesterday when a tanker overturned and spilled 12 tons of liquid chocolate onto the roadway. The chocolate solidified, quickly formed what might have been the world's largest candy bar across four lanes of highway. A firefighter on hand said that cooling chocolate is a worse hazard than snow. It took quite a while, but crews shipped in hot water to melt the chocolate and wash it away. Lucas Duda homered, drove in all the Royals' runs in a 5-3 loss to the Orioles in Baltimore. Ian Kennedy will make his eighth start tonight as the Royals close out that three-game series. And maybe next time the prize patrol will check first. Publishers Clearinghouse, you know, they show up with the ginormous check at your front door.
Yes, I've been waiting for them.
They traveled from Florida all the way to this 80-year-old woman's house in Texas, Ann Bauman. Well, they had the big check, they had the whole camera crew, everybody's ready, but they didn't have her. She was actually in Florida at a conference. They called her to let her know she had a flower delivery, but that just made her skeptical, so they finally just came out and told her, well, you won $25,000. No word yet on where they left that big check. Last year, we actually had that ginormous check. We gave it to Jamie from Independence. She won $102,000 from us. This year, it could be you. Your next chance to play for $102,000 in May happens between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning.
I've always tried to figure out what is the Publisher's Clearinghouse and how do I get involved in this? I mean, I know Ed McMahon used to tell me.
Right.
But he's not here to tell me anymore.
I just remember the commercials once a year where annually you'd see them showing up on someone's doorstep with the giant check.
Yep, exactly.
Here's your money.
Yeah.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Show with Jen and Truda, Thursday morning, which means Throwback Throwdown. It is a very eclectic day on the Throwdown today, if I say so myself. You could start with Jen's, stepping back to Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
What a great song.
There's always Joey's. Little 90s rock with Live Lightning Crashes.
They're going to be here this summer, right? Summer, fall, they're coming to Kansas City.
I think they are. Who are they playing with?
Counting Crows?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah,
it's live
in
Counting Crows.
Yeah, I was watching a movie on Netflix called Kodachrome, and Jason Sudeikis and Elizabeth Olsen are singing this song.
Uh-huh. I heard that's a good movie, actually.
It is
was that pretty good?
Fantastic.
Is it really?
Ed Harris is in it, too. They're on their way to Kansas to go get some film developed.
That's right, because the last Kodachrome processing film lab in the world was here in Kansas somewhere, like Parsons or something.
Yes, exactly, Parsons, Kansas.
Learning.
I just read about that. Yeah.
Learning things.
You could choose Shaley's, which, I mean, actually, I don't know how Shaley brought it strong today, but Fountains of Wayne, Stacy's Mom. It's actually the first week that I can't make fun of her pick. I like that song.
I think I saw these guys at the House of Blues in Chicago.
Did you?
Yeah. Why would I have been at that show? I don't know. But I remember seeing it.
They must have opened for somebody that you really wanted to see.
I think that's what happened.
And you can choose mine. For all of the graduates out there, it is has been somewhat of a tradition for me to offer up at this time of the year.
Just enjoy the power and beauty of your youth.
Baz Luhrmann's Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen, the sunscreen song.
Youth until they faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way
taken from a Kurt Vonnegut speech.
How much possibility lay before
Baz Luhrmann, he made movies like
really
Romeo and Juliet.
You are not.
So there we go.
We are all over the place in our picks today.
We sure are.
You can text your pick, 816-576-7102. The winner gets played back in its entirety just before 9.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's Jen's Impossible Question Time.
Recent Health Magazine survey says 68% of us fear dying, and only one fear tops that. What is it? 576-7102. Call with your guesses, please.
We're going to find out. Stephanie and KC, maybe she has the answer. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. I would have to say a fear of getting cancer.
Oh, that's a huge fear, mm-hmm. But not the number one on this list.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks all for right. calling.
In Smithville, here's Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
What do you think we're scared of?
I think it's fear of public speaking.
It is the fear of public speaking.
Oh, is that right?
That's worse than death. More people fear getting up in front of people and talking.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that, sir?
I would agree.
Yeah. I would also.
But you just called into a place that 170,000 people from the week are listening to. That's okay. It's okay.
It's easier on the phone.
Right, exactly.
I'm the same way. I cannot do public speaking. People invite us to events all the time, and I tell you, I'm sorry, I have panic attacks. I cannot talk in front of a crowd.
Yeah,
I can do it in here because I'm simply looking at Brian Truda, and that's it. In my head, no one's listening.
And they say, picture the people in your underwear, or they'll help you feel better.
Wow, okay. Sir, you've won tickets to see the Femmes of Rock. They're going to be at Ameristar in June. Enjoy the tickets.
All right, Scott, hold on. Joey's got the info. They tell you that, though, if you have to get up in front of a crowd. Picture them all in their underwear.
And now I am. Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right?
In my head,
and Joey and I are your crowd.
Yeah.
So we're in the skivvies.
I feel like you guys are boxers kind of guys. In my head, I see like little shamrock boxers. Anywhere near accurate?
Wow, that's awfully weird. You got the boxers part right, but
yeah, I'll agree on that one.
I don't know
Speak
why.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
I put Lucky Charms. What? I don't even know what that means.
Okay, I prefer kibbles and bits, but whatever. It's okay. Coming up, entertainment news after we check traffic and weather.
And 102K in May, your shot of becoming a finalist between 7 and 8.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Show with Jen and Truda with the Throwback Throwdown is on right now. Shaylee Stacy's mom racking up some hits on Facebook. You've got Joey's Live Lightning Crashes. The boys from next door at Q104 came over to endorse my pick of Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen, the Baz Luhrmann song.
They were big fans.
Yes, everybody wants some graduation tips right now. It's a good graduation song.
Back at photos of yourself,
and then there's Jen's, the great classic Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen.
You can get your votes in now. You can text us, 816-576-7102, or go to our Facebook page. Everyone's leaving comments there. Joey tallies it all up. We play the winner back in its entirety just before 9 o'clock.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, U2 lead singer Bono is 58. From Saturday Night Live, actor and comedian Kenan Thompson turns 40. And Kansas City Royals catcher Salvi, good old Salvador Perez, is 28 today. If you're looking for a job, Justin Timberlake is hiring. This is a real thing. The singer is looking for a social media coordinator for his Man of the Woods tour, which comes to Kansas City in December. Anybody who wants to apply has to post a video on LinkedIn explaining why they are fit for this position. Applications for the Justin Timberlake job are being accepted through Sunday. You don't have long to be creative and come up with this. We do have the story and all the information up on the KC1021 Facebook page if you want to check that out.
Why do I feel like Shaylee right now is somewhere making a video?
As soon as I saw that story, I immediately was like, well, see you, Shaylee. Bye. It was good to know you.
Yeah.
Good luck.
She wanted some idea yesterday of what to do with her life. I didn't have any answers.
Yeah.
Today I do.
That's the answer right there for all of us. Please. Iron Man can defend the universe from bad guys, but apparently can't stop thieves. Los Angeles police say they're investigating the disappearance of the original Iron Man suit worn by Robert Downey Jr. from a Los Angeles warehouse. Investigators believe the $325,000 suit was stolen sometime between February and late April.
Wow. You know what? We get to see some of those prop houses when we went to the studio tours in Hollywood, and it's amazing because you walk in and it's just rows of stuff, and they're like, well, here's the chandelier from Titanic, and here's the desk from the West Wing, and
that's so cool.
I'm like, oh, that is so sweet.
Just everything lined up.
Yeah.
I'm ready for thieves to grab.
Right. I'm like, what can I pocket from here?
NBC Universal is releasing details of its internal investigation after the firing of Today Show host Matt Lauer. The company said it found no evidence that leaders of NBC News were aware of sex abuse allegations made by four women against Lauer. In addition, it says they did not find a broader problem with sex harassment in NBC News. The internal investigation was done with the assistance of two outside law firms.
Shaylee texts me. She's literally planning her JT video right now. See?
There's her day.
This is the official podcast of The Show Show with Jen and Truda.
A deadly E. coli outbreak tied to romaine lettuce grown in Arizona is spreading. The CDC says the outbreak now covers 29 states. One person has died. 148 others have gotten sick, including 64 people who've been hospitalized. I told you guys, I was at a restaurant when this all started. They literally came over and almost just knocked the fork out of my hand and said, I'm not going to alarm you. I don't want to alarm you, but we just received a phone call that our lettuce has been recalled and you've got that salad. We'll make you another one. And I hadn't even taken a bite of it yet because it was just a little side salad.
Right.
They were like grabbing it away from me immediately. A weekend cornhole tournament in Douglas County, Georgia turned violent when competitors started throwing punches. There was an apparent dispute over the score. Somebody threw a beer. That led to punches from about a dozen participants. Of course, it was caught on video, highlighted by a very annoyed woman on a microphone.
Stop it right now! We will stop this tournament! This is stupid! This is absolutely ridiculous! Get out of here! We will stop this tournament right now! We are adults, and this is ridiculous! It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser! Hit the crap!
My favorite line. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser! I had never even heard it called cornhole, by the way, until like 2 years ago.
Adults playing a game that you play in somebody's yard or in a tailgate with beer, so settle down.
It's just a beanbag toss. That's all it is.
Right. It's a kid's game from field day.
But they had a $500 prize, and apparently that was just too much for people to keep their cool over. That's when the brawl broke out.
What, did you guys not see ESPN2 last weekend? It was the National Cornhole Championship.
Oh, yes.
They put this on TV now.
Right?
That's real?
It's real,
that
yes.
That just sounds like something out of Dodgeball.
No, I know, right? But, I mean, this is huge. Now, look, I watch Premier League darts Thursday nights on the BBC.
I watched that, too.
Right? Oh, my God. We actually record it and watch it back. All three of us are watching that?
I watched it, like, we watched it once because it was on Christmas Day, and we didn't want to watch A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
And I'm just cheering for the guy with the mohawk and the snakes tattooed on his head.
I love him. We're all watching darts on Thursday night.
That tells you a lot about this show, folks, that right there. But I'm saying cornhole, you get into it. It's amazing.
Well, yeah. I guess if you want that 500, you're going to throw a punch. At the corn people, this is a cornhole tournament. National Sleep Foundation found that 1 in 4 married couples choose to sleep apart. One sleep specialist encourages people to do whatever they need to get a good night's sleep. One marriage and family professor says that having separate sleeping arrangements is not a sign of problems in a marriage. I find this interesting because I know you guys sleep apart, and I have a lot of friends I've found who do.
I've had my own room for 9 years.
And it's the snoring thing.
It's the snoring, yes.
Too loud,
yep,
too
that's
much.
That's right.
And a Minnesota school bus driver sent text messages and looked up your mama jokes on her phone while transporting children. 39-year-old Brenda Karsten is facing 15 separate charges, including reckless driving and other traffic offenses, after a parent complained about her distracted driving during her route. Karsten allowed children to move freely about the bus, shared details about her personal life with students, including an inappropriate life lesson that contained profanities. Video also shows Karsten texting and looking up yo mama jokes on it. She then hands the cell phone to a student to read aloud on the intercom system. Karsten, who also faces child endangerment charges, is scheduled to make her first court appearance in June.
I think we have some audio here, too.
Stop it right now!
That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
I want somebody to send me some yo mama jokes on the text line. Come on, that's awesome.
Now they're going to roll in.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Ask and ye shall receive.
You wanted yo mama jokes?
Text line, you have delivered. Thank you very much. 709 in case you want to do one in the show. Your mama's armpits are so hairy, it looks like she has Don King in a headlock. Your mama's so dumb, she went to the library for a book of matches. Your mama's so fat, even Dora can't explore her.
Oh, boom. My favorite was always, yo mama's so fat, she sat on a rainbow and Skittles popped out. That was my go-to.
Remember, she's so fat when she sits around the house. She sits around the house.
Also, going out back to the cornhole tournament violence, that story out of Georgia. We just got a message that said, my 7-year-old son played in a cornhole tournament on a cruise we took over spring break. Mm-hmm. He ended up winning, but the adult players were trying to get him thrown out of the tournament after he made it to the final round, saying he was too young to be competing. They got served by a 7-year-old.
It's a kid's game.
You're throwing beanbags, people. You get beat by a 7-year-old, take the loss.
It's a kid's game. Come on. But nevertheless.
Stop it right now. We will stop this tournament.
That's right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We've been talking about all the Big Slick announcements. The celebrities coming in for Big Slick June 1st mm-hmm. and 2nd. And we were really excited when they announced Charlie Day.
Yes.
You,
yes.
Joey, and I love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's in Horrible Bosses. We were freaking out. And poor Shaylee was like, who is Charlie Day? What do you guys, what? What's It's right. Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Had no idea who we were talking about.
Yeah.
And we realized, oh, maybe there are some people who are huge, you know, to us in our world, huge celebrity. Nobody else has any idea who we're talking about.
Right. We'd love to know, in your world, who do you consider a big celeb that nobody else would care about?
I feel that way about Weird Al a lot because I have my weird obsession. Love him. When I got to meet him, completely lost my mind and freaked out. And everybody else is going, oh, mm-hmm. Weird Al, that's funny. He writes the parody songs. Is that the parody guy? And I'm like, what?
Is that the parody guy?
He's everything. But I get it. Not in everybody's world. Everybody's got, you know, you've got what you're sure. into. Maybe if you're a huge soccer fan, maybe Matt Beisler is everything in your world. And if you got to meet him, you would lose your mind.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if I see him walking down the street, I don't even recognize him.
Right.
Right?
You would know him if he slapped you in the face.
Exactly. Yeah. That's just not the world that I run in. So what celebrity is huge to you that you have to explain to people? Tell them who they are.
816-576-7102. You can text or call us with your name. Joey, do you have somebody?
I mean, there's there's some random singers that I'm a huge fan of that I know a lot of people do not know. Mm-hmm.
Give me one. Who's a random singer you're obsessed with?
Well, probably one of my favorite songwriters out there is Craig Finn.
Huh. I do not know
he
Craig
Finn. He is the lead singer of The Hold Steady. Mm-hmm. They're essentially if mm-hmm. The Replacements wrote Bruce Springsteen songs.
Oh. Writing this
down. That's a
good
way of putting it. I like that.
Yeah, no, that's a perfect example. Joey loves him. Huge in his world.
Yes.
I have no idea who that is.
That's right. Hey, for me, as far as Big Slick goes, by the way, Al Roker. I love the Today Show and everything about it. Al Roker is my... I couldn't wait to meet this guy. All right, we'll take your calls here coming up next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Big celebrity to you. Nobody else even knows who they are, quite possibly. Who are they? From the text line, a celebrity that I have to explain is Kevin Conroy. He was the voice of Batman from the animated series that I watched religiously as a child, and I recently met him at Planet Comic-Con. I was in heaven. Yeah, I get that.
Okay, yeah.
Huge to you?
Makes sense.
But if you tell somebody, I met Kevin Conroy, they're like, yeah.
Who? Who dead?
Right. Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. That actually makes complete and total sense to me. I'm with you.
Sure, right.
Adam Savage from Mythbusters, says the text line.
That's a great show.
He's my guy.
Yep.
Singer-songwriter Damian Rice. Yeah, definitely a celebrity in your world. I'm not familiar.
Dude, Cannonball is a great song.
I don't see and I don't
you
know.
You should listen to The Planet.
There you go.
Yep. Let's go to the phone, 816-576-7102. Carrie in Olathe, who do you have to explain to your students your celebrity?
I have to explain who Wolfman Jack is.
Oh,
the great Wolfman Jack.
My mom and I would watch his show all the time, and he's my guy. And I had some students recently, we were talking about something, and I happened to say something about Wolfman Jack, and it was like crickets.
Yeah. Now, how old are your students?
They're high school, so 9th, 10th, 11th grade.
Yeah. I had a high school friend who was a teacher recently say that they had to explain who the band Kansas was. Their students had never heard of Dust in the Wind. Nobody had any idea about the band Kansas.
And you're my boy, Blue?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, that's a great call.
Hey, the Wolfman Jack here. Tell him to watch American Graffiti, yo! Anybody who's in radio loves the Wolfman Jack. Get up!
Text line says, Austin St. John, the original Red Power Ranger from the early 90s, was at a comic convention here about 3 years ago. And I didn't get to go, but I was very excited because he was my first celebrity crush when I was 14 in the 8th grade.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. Let's go to Blue Springs. Kristen, who is your celebrity that people may not know?
I follow like the Broadway performers and everything, and so they're celebrities to me. So like on TV when they're doing national anthems, I'm like, oh my god, this person Timbaland, and everyone else in the room is like, what?
Have you gotten to see any Broadway shows? Have you been there?
Yes, I've been able to see In the Heights and Reasons to Be Pretty a long time ago, 2009. But unfortunately, I haven't been able to get back to New York since. But I, you know.
Yep.
You got it.
Yeah.
We're all saving up for Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Someday.
All of us are saving up for Hamilton.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, have a good day.
All right, Kristen, thank you. Michelle in Harrisonville, who is your celebrity?
Okay, it's Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond, yes.
Oh, my gosh. It still makes my heart go pitter-pat.
You know, he was on our show. Like last year, we had him on, a year and a half ago when he was doing a thing at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
That's right. Yes, and he was in here.
He came in studio, and I remember thinking, he's a really good-looking guy still, and not in the surgery kind of way. Because a lot of celebrities, you know, they look young because of the knife, whatever.
Right.
And I just thought, man, he still looks just like a genuinely good-looking guy.
He does. He was very, very short. And he made you, like, practically kneel down so that way you wouldn't be taller than he was in the picture.
That's right. I'm 6 feet, and he was not. And I think he was a little insecure about that, so I did squat down for the picture. It's fine. Good-looking guy, though.
By the way, thank you, text line, for mentioning Gino Schiraldi of the Comets.
Oh.
If you were a soccer fan growing up here in the Comets, in the 80s were everything. And I'll tell you what, we went to a camp one time when I was a kid soccer player, and I won a soccer ball autographed by Gino Schiraldi and all of the Comets players. It is among one of my prized possessions to this very day.
Wow. Also from the text line, Butch Walker. He's a songwriter for Taylor Swift, Harry Connick Jr., Katy Perry. Nobody really knows who he is. I do know Butch Walker, actually. I mean, I don't know him, but I know of him. Sam Melville from the original Rookies TV show. From the text line, my daughter's Taekwondo instructor had to explain to several students who the Eagles are. Yep. We've crossed that line.
I don't think the Philadelphia, right?
Nope. Oh, and this is very sweet. Trisha on the text line said to me, the hometown celebrities are huge in my book. Everyone at KC1021, y'all are the ones I get starstruck when I see or get to meet.
Oh, look at that.
Very nice.
That's cool.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
You can get your Throwback Throwdown votes in on Facebook now, where you can check out all the songs. You can also text with your votes, 816-576-7102.
It's Shaylee's, Stacey's mom. You can get Jen's Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's a good car song. Turn it up nice and loud.
Do all the voices, assign different Wayne's World there.
All of them.
Right? Joey's got the Lightning Crashes from Live.
It is the only pop song with the word placenta in it.
Thank you, Hannibal the Cannibal.
I learned that from Jason Sudeikis in the movie Kodachrome. That's the best way he described that song.
Or you can choose mine, Baz Luhrmann's Everybody Wears Sunscreen. It is a graduation song. You want a grad to have some great advice this year. Vote for my song. There we go.
Trust me, in 20 years, you look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Justin Timberlake is hiring. This is a real headline, a real story. It's actually happening. If you need a job, maybe you're looking for a little extra money. Justin Timberlake is looking to hire. He needs a social media coordinator for his Man of the Woods tour through Live Nation Entertainment. How do you apply? Well, you got to hurry because you only have through Sunday. You make and post a video on LinkedIn telling Timberlake why you should win. They've got a hashtag that you use, and you have to do this again by this Sunday. But I was just reading a little more about it. They say that in addition to learning about Live Nation's social strategy, you'll interact with concert goers and get behind-the-scenes access at the Man of the Woods tour. Your day will end by helping share content across Live Nation's social channels from a VIP concert seat.
So what do you... Oh, okay. So you will probably get to meet Justin Timberlake.
I assume. Yeah. That's got to be part of this, right? If you're behind the scenes, you're all over backstage, you're sitting VIP.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, look, I got to be honest. It couldn't be more perfect for Shaylee.
I know.
This is great. It's right up her alley.
I think that's why she's not here yet. She's making the video currently, trying to get it done by Sunday.
Right.
They say that they're looking for videos that showcase the ability to inspire others with the story, paint a picture of how this experience will impact your professional journey, approach the qualifying question in a creative fashion, and communicate a strong interest and passion for the entertainment industry. How about just, I think Justin Timberlake's super hot. Can I just do that? Like, he's crazy talented and super hot.
I'm going to guess that's at least two-thirds of the videos
right there, though.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, how simple is that?
I think he's so hot. She's always doing these stories or whatnot, and you know what?
Well, as you know, I'm not on Snapface and all that, so I don't really get those.
Right.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want all the information, we've got the link posted on the KC1021 Facebook page. Just go there, scroll down a little bit. And if you're there, could you give us a like? We are only 25 likes away from 9,500. I'd like to hit that today if we could.
Yeah, why not? Well, you'd go for 10,000. I mean,
please,
like, here we are.
We're so That'd close awesome. To 10,000. Right? If you could go give us a like on Facebook. There's also a Show with Jen and Truda Facebook page, which we just set up within the last couple of weeks. So if you could give us a like there.
Brand spanking new right there. You find the podcast of the show and everything. So give us a like. It'd be great. Spend some time there during work.
Use us as a reference for your Justin Timberlake application.
Yeah, well, you can be practice, right?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Three American citizens who'd been held by North Korea are back in the U.S. They landed at Joint Base Andrews near Washington, D.C. shortly after 2:30 a.m. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump greeted the men as they came off the military medical plane that brought them home. In an incident fit for Willy Wonka's dreams, a Polish highway was shut down yesterday when a tanker overturned and spilled 12 tons of liquid chocolate onto the roadway. The chocolate solidified, quickly created what might have been the world's largest candy bar across four lanes of highway. Firefighters said that cooling chocolate is a worse hazard than snow. It took a while, but crews shipped in hot water to melt the chocolate and wash it away. Lucas Duda homered, drove in all the Royals' runs. It was a 5-3 loss, though, for the Royals. They lose to the Orioles in Baltimore. Ian Kennedy going to make his eighth start tonight as the Royals close out the three-game series. And maybe next time the prize patrol will check first. You know, Publishers Clearing House, they bring the ginormous check. They show up on somebody's doorstep with the flowers and all the money.
Well, sure.
They traveled from Florida to show up at this 80-year-old Ann Bauman's Texas home on Wednesday. They had the big check. They had the camera crew there. But they didn't have her. She was actually in Florida at a conference. They called her to let her know she had a flower delivery, but that made her skeptical, so they finally ended up just telling her, look, you won $25,000. No word on where they left that big check. Remember last year, we gave Jamie from Independence a nice big old fat check for $102,000.
Mm-hmm.
$102,000 in May. This year, it could be you getting that big check. Your next chance to become a finalist happens between 9 and 10 on the show. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
Man, you think they would somehow call ahead or make plans, you know?
I would think that would all be pre-set up. Anytime you have a camera crew, everything's got to be pre-production.
Just bring it over to my house. We'll take care of that for you, right?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Throwback Throwdown is on. We've got about a half hour, 40 minutes left of voting here. You can vote for Joey's song with the live lightning crashes. I always like this video, too. It's always a good one.
I remember seeing them at Sandstone. It was a great live show. Live was great live.
Oh, imagine that.
I did it.
You can vote for my song.
Enjoy the power.
It is Baz Luhrmann's Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen, the graduation song.
You do not understand the power and beauty of your
youth. It is filled with great, great advice for these graduates going into the world.
You look back at photos of yourself. Recall in a way you can't.
How about Shaylee's? Stacy's mom, Fountains of Wayne.
Good news, if you don't win, there's another radio station that plays it every 6 seconds. Not that you'd be listening to anyone else.
No.
It's Mother's Day weekend, Jen.
That's
in the
true.
Spirit.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Where Jen's is the good old Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. There we go.
All the way back to 1975.
Yeah, a little bit outside the rules of the game. But
yeah, why is that outside the rules of the game?
Hello, we're from the 80s to now, the 70s to now. Yeah.
Interesting, because I can tell you some songs that I've heard us play recently from the 70s.
That's it. She's disqualified.
79.
I win.
Hello.
Played one from 76.
This song charted in 1992 when Wayne's World came out.
See?
So
there you go.
I was looking it up yesterday.
Joey, mom and dad are fighting.
They're going to turn this car around.
Yes. We'll let you out.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
James Taylor coming to Sprint Center May 22nd. We've got your tickets up for grabs. We will play a round of Think and Sync, try to match up our answers to see who the winner is. You guys feeling good? Ready?
Yeah, we stretch.
Nah.
See if we can go 4 for 4, because we did get 3 out of 4 last time.
You're asking a lot.
Let's start with Shaylee and Joey. A food eaten at a baseball game in 3, 2, 1.
Hot dogs.
Of course, you gotta go hot dog, right? Look at us. 1 for 1.
The streak's alive.
Don't mess it up.
Joey the producer and Brian Truda, fill in the blank. Dirty blank.
Okay.
Dirty what? In 3, 2, 1.
Laundry.
Socks. Oh.
Dancing. Always
close.
Dancing.
I was gonna go dancing myself. Laundry and socks.
Dang.
Zero there.
It's got the Don Henley song there, Dirty Laundry.
Oh, I'm going to bring that back for a throwback throwdown sometime.
Carrie Underwood did that song, too.
All right,
Shaylee. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Are you serious?
She has a song called Dirty Laundry.
Did Crossroads Not Soil? I mean, my gosh.
It'd be faster to look up the song she did write. All right, Shaylee and Truda, a gift you give a mom for Mother's Day. In 3, 2, 1.
Flowers.
Yes.
Ah.
There you go. Well done. Have you guys done anything? You get your mom a gift?
I mean, I'm working on it.
Shaylee, it's Sunday.
I know.
Today's Thursday.
I know. The flowers will go bad by then. I'm all thinking right of her.
Uh-huh. Shaylee and Joey, see if we can get this last one. A girl's name that starts with the letter A. A girl's name that starts with A in 3, 2, 1.
Allie.
Ooh, she went Addie for Truda's daughter. Mm-hmm. Said Anna.
I did.
Okay, well, we got 2, which means line 2 is the winner this morning. Going to see James Taylor May 22nd. Congratulations.
Megan from Blue Springs, you are the winner.
Oh, my word. Oh, I'm excited. It's my birthday that day.
What?
It's my birthday that day.
Oh, we're sending you on your birthday?
Wow.
Yes, May 22nd.
That is fantastic. It's going to be a great birthday.
Thank you. Oh, wow. James, I don't even have to do anything.
No, you don't have to do anything. We do the hard stuff. You just have to sit there and hope that we only get 2 right.
That is so cool. I was guessing them, too. I was a little better than you guys.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. Now, how did you fill in the blank for dirty?
Socks.
Dirty socks.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
She would have got
four brothers, dirty socks.
Yeah. Well, hang on the line, Megan. We will get you all hooked up with your James Taylor tickets.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Could have said underwear, I guess.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Plenty of options.
Right? All right, the Throwback Throwdown is on right now. Your texts, your calls, the songs, Shaylee's. It's a Mother's Day special. She hasn't purchased her present, but she's got a song.
I do.
You can vote for Joey's song from Live.
Come on, you all want to karaoke this song right now. I got
just to sing Placenta.
It starts off quiet, it gets loud. Very good. You could vote for my song if you have a grad in the house.
Joy, the power and beauty of your youth.
Never all mind. 7 minutes and 7 seconds of Baz Luhrmann's. Everybody's free to wear sunscreen, folks. You got
trust
it.
Me. In 20 years, you look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp.
Great advice right there all through that song. Or vote for Jen's. Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Made a comeback in the 90s when Wayne's World got popular.
Perfect in the car on the way to work.
That's true. We could all take a part in this room
but
right here.
But she cheated.
How do
I cheat? By picking one of the greatest songs of all time?
No.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
My house, by the way, Danielle votes for Joey's song, Lightning Crashes.
That hurts.
Oh, there you go.
When is that show? Do you know it's live and Counting Crows, right? Is that
Counting
in the fall?
Crows.
Coming up
it
later
is,
this fall.
September
11th.
11th, yes. Starlight Theater.
There you go.
I'm just happy I got the Danielle vote.
Yeah, right?
I think that should count for at least 20.
No.
Yeah, well, my own house, they can't even vote for me.
That still puts you in third, Joey. So, good luck.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, U2 lead singer Bono is 58. From Saturday Night Live, actor and comedian Kenan Thompson turns 40. And Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez, good old Salvy, is 28 today. We've been talking about this all morning. Shaylee's getting her application ready. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a job, Justin Timberlake is hiring. The singer's looking for a social media coordinator for his Man of the Woods tour, which comes to Kansas City in December. Anybody who wants to apply has to post a video on LinkedIn explaining why they are a good fit for the position. Applications for the job are being accepted through Sunday, so you have to be quick. Be creative in the next few days. We have the story and all the info up on the KC1021 Facebook page if you want to check it out, or just come duke it out with Shaylee, who's already got her video ready to go.
Yep.
Iron Man can defend the universe from bad guys, but apparently can't stop thieves. Los Angeles police say they're investigating the disappearance of the original Iron Man suit worn by Robert Downey Jr. from a Los Angeles area warehouse. Investigators believe the $325,000 suit was stolen sometime between February and late April. Now, just over spring break, Brian, you got to go to L.A., and you went to a couple of these places where they've got the costumes and movie props.
I didn't do it.
And I'm just saying, timing-wise,
that's very interesting.
It does fit the timeline of when you were there. And this morning, you were talking about how you got to see all these cool movie props, and there was all this stuff for you to look at.
It was cool. You walk into this warehouse, and it is row upon row of... They're like, here's the chandelier from Titanic and the desk from West Wing. And
if you touch any of them, does a buzzer go off?
Yes, right. No, you got to sit in the stuff. They
really?
Had a bear rug that was set aside for Modern Family that I still don't think we've seen anywhere in the show yet.
I don't
yet.
Remember that at all.
Yeah.
See, I would love to just even go through the costumes, like if they had the racks and racks of dresses or something like that. That would be cool to see all of them.
Yeah, but the producers, they get to come in and they just get to shop, basically. And they're like, yeah, we need that for a show. We need this for a show.
Right.
And they'll just put their name on it. You walk through it, it's like Modern Family, Roseanne, you know, whatever, all these different productions. Pretty cool stuff.
Well, somebody went through and said, I need that $325,000 Iron Man right there.
Yeah.
So how did you smuggle the Iron Man suit out?
That I will never tell. But he can fly, right? We have asked you to vote, text, Twitter, Facebook for your favorite in the Throwback Throwdown. And we will announce the winning song right after this. From The Verve, it's Bittersweet Symphony. Ha ha. It's my Ryan Seacrest moment.
That was very Dancing with the Stars
that
of you.
Was.
Oh, just wait.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's Thursday morning at the show, the end of the show here. Well, typically the end of the show. We've got bonus time now and a bonus play of 102K between 9 and 10 throughout the month of May.
Yep, keep listening. We'll tell you when to be caller 12 to become a finalist for that.
But now it is time to announce the winner of this week's Throwback Throwdown. Joey has been tabulating the votes all morning long.
Do it in super dramatic reality TV show fashion.
Are you wanting the winner first, or are you wanting the losers?
Well, the losers, obviously.
Yeah, the losers, right.
All right. In fourth place. How slow do you want this? Baz Luhrmann.
Oh, Truda. Oh.
At least you're consistent.
Wow. Wait a kick him while he was down.
Oh, man. Okay.
Dang.
In third place, I don't know how slow you want this. Live Lightning Crashes.
Oh, Joey. That's...
Joey in third.
Second place, Fountains of Wayne, Stacy's Mom. Mm.
Oh.
It was a rout.
Wow.
Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
For the fourth week in a row, right?
Ooh.
Yep.
Jen gets a win.
Nice. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Going with the win.
All right. Well, you wanted it, I guess. Good job.
We each get a singing part
I think
part
we'll
here.
Go with a little Bohemian Rhapsody, gentlemen.
Good call.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.